Good day. This is the Farm Market News broadcast number 477 for Friday, July the 15th. I'm Dave Sims. Canola contracts on the ICE Futures Canada platform were weaker Friday morning as traders took profits. Taking a look at the charts, canola was anywhere from $3 to $5.50 weaker, with the most active November contract checking in at $472.60 a ton. Excess rain across parts of western Canada and looping hot weather in soybean-rich areas of the United States have been supportive. Losses in European rapeseed futures this morning were bearish, though, and traders are likely to be cautious before the weekend, and that is making for a choppy day. On the other side, gains in crude oil and Malaysian palm oil were supportive for canola. The Canadian dollar was slightly lower compared to its U.S. counterpart, which made canola a little more enticing to foreign buyers. Milling wheat, barley, and durum were untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans were narrowly mixed, with the most active November contract at $10.63 a bushel. Values were bouncing around unchanged as traders positioned themselves before the weekend. The near-term weather outlook in the U.S. Midwest is generally calling for more rain, and that has been bearish for the market. The hot weather that is expected in about 10 days' time also isn't expected to stick around for as long as initially expected. Private exporters in the U.S. booked 320,000 tons of soybeans for unknown destinations. Corn was 1 to 2 cents per bushel lower, with the December contract checking in at $3.62 a bushel. Favorable weather conditions in the Midwest pushed prices lower. Temperatures are also expected to be slightly cooler, and that was favorable. Corn shipments from the Black Sea region continue to hit the market, and that is making life difficult for U.S. exporters. U.S. wheat was 2 to 5 cents higher, with the September contract at $4.28 a bushel. Once again, the wheat market is showing a bit of independent strength. A lot of interest is coming from the livestock sector as it searches for cheaper feed. Over in the European Union, soft wheat export licenses hit 1 million tons. That is 5% higher than last year. And once again, just to recap canola, the November price was $472.70 a ton, down $4.30. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Friday morning, July the 15th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.